Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been anywhere else, but you chose to join us. And for that, we're totally grateful. We don't take it for granted. I tell you, tonight we got a great, great show for you. But before we jump into the show, I want to thank our sponsors. We have Ms. Jillian Simpson, who is the owner of Post-Surgery Care of Atlanta, LLC. And she said you can schedule your consultation for your aftercare needs of surgery where aftercare matters most. And you can contact her at 470-708-2630 for your free consultation with Jillian Simpson of Post-Surgery Care Atlanta, LLC. We have A4Graphics. A4Graphics is our photographer and all of our graphics are done through. So if you see any flyers that are done for the show itself or flyers for me, even the newest book cover, that was done by A4Graphics. And you can contact A4Graphics for any of your graphical needs at 706-489-6416. And then we have Vaudiology. Vaudiology can take care of all of your commercial, video, infomercial needs. And they're contact them at 706-873-1519 or Vaudiology, that's V-A-U-D-I-O-L-O-G-Y at gmail.com. All of our sponsors have Facebook presence, so you can go out there and support them. Let them know that you heard it here on Fire to Inspire. They'll take great care of you. And thank you so much, every sponsor that have sewn into us and sharing your gifts, talents, and just spreading the word for us. Thank you so much. All right, so tonight's topic is using the gifts that God's giving. Now, you guys remember the very beginning of the show, the Lord said, tell the people to stop existing and start living a life that I call them to. So I'm so excited about this topic. And my new friend, my new sister, Nicole Jansen, welcome, welcome. On Fire to Inspire, Nicole, how are you this evening?
I am fantastic. Thanks for having me, Aaliyah. I'm excited to be here.
Great, great. Well, thanks for joining us. Now, I'm going to try to add you on the Facebook Live feed. So bear with me. There we go. Invite. Now you should see a screen, a thing pop up on your screen inviting you to join me. Do you see it on your computer?
Well, I see you. How do I join? Let me see here.
See anything?
Where do I join?
You don't see it yet?
Yeah, where I see it, but I'm wondering how I join.
Okay. Let's see here. Hi, everybody.
You're looking lovely,
welcome
by
to On Fire to Inspire.
I said you're looking lovely.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm sure you are too. And I'm trying to get you on here with me. Let's see here. So bear with us, y'all. I'm trying to bring Nicole on with us on the live. But I want you to be able to see her beautiful face. Okay, so I've invited you. I should be able to join you in. Hi, everybody, as you're joining in on Facebook Live. Thank you so much for joining on Facebook. Nicole, we're going to keep flowing, okay? As we go,
sure.
We're trying to get this figured out. So, Nicole, I want you to introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire family. Guys, I'll share this so we can get other people to be blessed by Nicole tonight.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Well, yeah, so I am a business coach. I have been working with entrepreneurs for many, many years, about 15 formally, and prior to that, I actually have had my own business for over 30 years and didn't really see myself as coaching back then, but, you know, when I realized actually that is what I was doing. And so I'm just having a lot of fun, and I'm excited to be here. Yeah, I'm really excited to talk about this topic of using the gifts God gave you, because I believe that God has given every single person unique gifts, unique talents that we are called to use. And, you know, that's our gift back. That's his gift to us and our gift back to the world. So, yeah, I'm watching on your screen to see, at the same time as I'm talking, to see how I can join. But, yeah, so anyway,
trying to figure that out.
I'm not sure. Oh, technology. Yay. It's so awesome.
Yeah,
it's awesome when it works. Yeah.
I'm trying another option as well.
And then I'm looking to see if there's something else that I need to be doing.
No, so, it's not you. It's actually not cooperating. Would let me invite you to actually share. I was trying another device as well.
I have friends who would like to see this share with them so they can watch it too. If I share, I can share it.
Okay. So they'll hear your voice, but they don't see your face. I'm like, I'm trying to.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Let's see.
So while you're doing that, as I said, I've been coaching for years. About 4 years ago, started a podcast called The Leaders of Transformation, and that's been a lot of fun. Actually, that was a divine download.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, it's funny because I'm watching you on Facebook Live and there's like this delay, so I feel like you're talking and I don't want to be talking over you either, but anyway, so actually about 4 years ago I woke up about 4:30 in the morning, and it was like God said to me, you know, you are going to do a podcast. It's going to be called Leaders of Transformation. You're going to interview difference makers and world changers. Go. And I was like, do I want to do a podcast? You know, not really, but okay. And, you know, and then I was like, well, when am I going to do this? And, you know, or when should I do this? And the answer was now. So I'm like, I took now as now, which means that, as I said, it was 4:30 in the morning. And so I called a friend who was heavily involved in podcasting, and he was 4 hours ahead on Atlantic time. And I said, Mark, what do I need to know about this podcasting thing? And so he gave me about a 15-20 minute explanation on it. And I said, great. He says, well, you need a few episodes and all that. And so I said, okay, great. Can you be number one? So that's kind of how we started. And, you know, it's been a wonderful journey. I've had the opportunity of interviewing over 250 difference makers and world changers, and sharing them with my community and building my community. But more than that, actually, you know what's been really cool about it what a blessing it was that in the process, I got to meet a whole bunch of people that I would have never met before. You and I are meeting as a result of that. And
yes.
And it was such a blessing to meet people, to expand my network. And it actually was at a period in my life where I was going through a lot of things personally. My husband had decided he didn't want to be married. He was gone. He came back in process and then left again. As I say, we're done now. But I love him. But that was a wild ride. So about 4 years ago, I was in the knee deep in this. And okay. So for God to say, you know what, you're going to do this podcast, it was like, I don't know that I have it in me to, because people kept saying, you need to do video, you need to do this, you get yourself out there. And I'm like, I don't know that I have it in me. And yet
right.
I could promote other people, because one of the things my coaching is based on is playing to people, you know, playing to your strengths, helping people to play to their strengths. And so I thought, well, okay, I may not have a lot to say myself, but
okay.
I can help other people, and I can share and showcase what other people are doing. And so, you know, sharing their gifts and their talents. In the process of doing that, I actually built an association and up-leveled my association with amazing people, reconnected with people that I haven't spoken to in years. And it was something that inspired your podcast, your show is all about inspiring. And it re-inspired me to go out there and to share my message. Does that give you enough time to figure this out?
You know,
I'm buying you some time here, Leah.
Look, I've tried three different devices, and it's not cooperating, so they can actually hear you pretty clearly. Guys, here we go. Let me see. Oh, no, I said, did you share the video? So I can actually, it's not allowing me, it allowed me to invite you to join, but it didn't allow me to invite you to join and actually share the screen, split the screen like it normally would. So I've tried three different devices. It's not acting correctly, but we're going to move on because we're not going to allow that to deter us. What you could do, it's up to you. You can actually do one as well, and we can reach your people that way, or they actually can actually hear your voice through the one you just shared. It's up to you, but it's not allowing me to do so. I know sometimes when the other person doesn't have a Mac and you're working from a Mac, it will not allow it. Not sure. But guys, listen to what she just said. She said that God woke her up early in the morning, which I can definitely relate to, and he said that she was going to do this podcast. And she said, when? And he said, now. And there, out of her obedience, she's met thousands and thousands of people. That's how we met, through LinkedIn and her podcast and her word of encouragement. Because everything I do as a purpose midwife, I help push people and encourage people. Hi, everybody, as you joining us. We have Nicole Jansen on the line with us. I'm so excited about having her tonight. And Facebook Live is not allowing us to bring her on so you can see her beautiful face as well, but you can hear her voice, and she has so much wisdom. She's excited just like I am, and I'm telling you, we're excited about what God is doing, even with the divine connection that he's connected through the two of us, because that was totally God, the way that he connected us. And even in our first time speaking, we knew it was all God. So I was like, you know, it's beautiful. So, Nicole, the topic of using the gifts that God gave you, that's something that I talk about all the time, because the premise of the show was this. God showed me people sitting on their hands. And he said, I've given them all these tools, these gifts, these talents and abilities, but they're not doing anything with them. He said, tell them to stop existing. Because at that moment, he showed me that them sitting on their hand was symbolic to them existing. But he said, you're going to have Nicole, and you're going to have other people like her, and you and your Nicole are going to be Mary, and the listeners are going to be Elizabeth, and they can no longer sit on their hands, because that baby is going to begin to start leaping, and there's going to be a fire lit in them, and that baby has to be birthed. But then he said, the ones that are already walking out there, that gift, and living out their life of, you know, using their gifts, he said, it's going to be like pouring gasoline on the fire each and every week to keep them encouraged, keep them empowered, keep them motivated. And I said, woo, that's a big, big thing to feel. So using your gifts, using the gifts that God gave you, the topic itself, what does that mean to you? How does that make you feel, the topic?
Well, I get really excited about it, honestly, and I feel humbled by it.
Yes.
Because, you know, the It is a huge responsibility, I think, when we are gifted something valuable, that we use it wisely. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible which talks about talents, and a lot of times, you know, it's related to an amount of money, right? The 10 talents, the 5 talents, the 1 talent.
Right.
But you think about it, it's called a talent, right? And so when you think about our talents, I think God gives us all talents. Some may have gotten more talent than others. You know, some you see them on, you know, whether it's American Idol or America's Got Talent, and you're like, wow, that's amazing. Or in business or in whatever arena. But the thing is that we all have gifts and talents. And I believe that in God's eyes, they're all equal. That it's not a matter of, well, I like this person more, I'm going to give them more talent. But he's just giving us a portion and saying, what are you going to do with the portion? So I remember years ago having a conversation with someone who said, you know, well, he won't and she won't. And they're so frustrated with what other people weren't doing that was holding them up. And I said to them, you know how sometimes when you share something with someone else, you're like, yeah, that was for me too. Was that, you know, I said, you know, when you get to the end of your days and you're standing before God, what are you going to say? Are you going to say, well, he didn't, she didn't, they didn't, that I had to deal with this? I just have this picture in my head, in my mind, that he's going to say, I didn't ask you about them, I asked you about you. What did you do with the gift that I gave you?
Ooh.
And so that's something that just, it reminds me all the time that, you know, God, we have a calling on our life. We have a purpose for our life. And, we also have an audience. You know, and a lot of times nowadays, people are so focused on how many followers, how many likes, who's watching, all of this. When I realize that ultimately for me, there's an audience of one. And everybody else, you know, is bonus, if that makes sense, right? So I look at it saying, God, I want you to be pleased. I want to honor you with what I put out there. I want to honor you with the message that I share, with the words that I speak, with the spirit in which I speak it. And, you know, that's the most important thing. When I do those things, you know what, some people are going to like it, some people are not going to like it, but that's what I'm called to. And so, yeah, in answer to your question, how do I feel about it? I am very, very passionate about it. I'm also very passionate about helping other people to discover their gifts and talents. A lot of times people will say, I don't know what my strengths are. I don't know what my giftings are. And I want to distinguish. There's we're not talking, I mean, the fruits of the Spirit, obviously we all want those. And then there are spiritual gifts that we're given as we are, as we become believers. There are spiritual gifts, the gift of discernment, prophecy, you know, acts of, you know, service and so forth. There's apostolic gifts, those types of gifts. But then there are the gifts that are the ones that I think every single person is given. Like for me, I've done the StrengthsFinder test where it gives you the top 5 themes of talent. And, you know, for me, it's the, you know, achiever, futuristic, belief, ideation, and maximizer. Those are talents that I have. And then I'm called to build on those talents and, you know, add skills and knowledge to those talents so that they become strengths. And so when I talk to people, most of the time I'm talking in the secular space. And so that's what I'm referring to when I talk about, look, God has given you gifts and talents. You know, you're called to use them. And that's actually your value that you bring to the world. When you are in that, that's the edge in Discover the Edge, my company, is when you are in that sweet spot, when you're playing to your strengths, when you're doing what you're passionate about, and you're leveraging your experience, I think that that's when you have the greatest success. And of course, you got to tie that to a gap or a need in the marketplace. So that's what I oftentimes will talk about. Now, as a believer, as somebody that, you know, has you have an advantage, right? Because you have that many more gifts. You have that much more, you know, that deeper connection and the fruits of the Spirit that come with that.
Right.
But anyway, does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. So for the person who is saying, you know what, I don't know what my strengths are. I'm 30 years old and I'm ready to live out my life using my gifts, but I don't know what my strengths are to live that life. What would you say to that person, Nicole?
Yeah, great question. So the first thing I would do is actually get quiet. Because a lot of times the reason why we don't, you gotta get away from the noise, right?
Right.
So you have the opinions of others. You've got social media. You're looking at other people on social media, and you're distracted by what everybody else is doing. But when you can get quiet with yourself and check in, and then start asking yourself a series of important, you know, key questions, and you know, even asking for that Holy Spirit to guide you in that, right? I invite you into the situation, reveal, right? That's a, they're a wonderful counselor. So asking yourself questions like, what do I love doing? What is it when I do that thing, time flies by? It's just, it's like, it's, and I'm not drained by it. I'm energized as I'm doing it, you know? What did I love doing when I was a child? That I just naturally did. Nobody had to teach me how to do it. I just did it. For me, when I was a kid, one of the things that I used to do was reorganize my room. And I thought, well, maybe I should be an interior decorator, you know. Then I quickly realized, no, there's a totally different skill sets there. In decorating, I would not be a good decorator. But because I have my own style, and that's it, right? So.
Right.
I like that style. But anyway, but what I realized, the gift wasn't in necessarily decorating, it was in reorganizing. And so I drilled down, and I went through this process for myself. I was close to 30 years old, and I said, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? And I walked myself through this process, and I've walked hundreds of people through this process afterwards. But so to ask yourself and saying, okay, what did I used to do? So for me, this organizing thing, I was like, well, I always liked organizing. I would reorganize my room every 3 or 4 weeks until eventually I moved all the furniture around again and then was like, nope, this is not as optimal as it was the last time. So I moved it back to the way it was, and then I didn't change it again until we moved to the next house. And then in the next house, I did it again, but it took me less time to figure out what was the optimal setup from my room. And then by the time I got, you know, a few houses down the road, I could just do it in one shot. Now, what was that gift? That was the maximizer gift. So that was showing up in me maximizing space. That same gift later on became the gift that I used in, and the strength that I used in maximizing and building systems, maximizing efficiency. It is now also, which I still use those strengths in my coaching, but now also the human, maximizing human potential, right? It's the same gift, and it's just applied in different areas. So, but that was a gift that I discovered when I looked back and I realized I used to always do this thing. Let me explore that a little bit more, you know, and maybe someone, you know, it's more obvious where they like to sing or dance or whatever. Those are usually the ones that people are more, you know, more aware of. But the gift of, or the passion for supporting, the passion for hospitality or organizing or whatever, sometimes they're not as obvious. But when you go back, you can see where those showed up as a child. The gift of leadership. Right. You see how, you know, in the schoolyard, I watched my niece, you know, once, and she was at a workshop with me, and she was totally out of her element for the first few minutes. And by, you know, the time we were doing an exercise, she was all in, leading the charge. Okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do this, that, that. And there is that gift. I didn't have to teach her that.
Right,
she's been doing it her whole life that way. She's a leader. So, you know, so what did you used to do as a child? What the other thing is what do people come to you for advice on? See, oftentimes the gifts or the strengths that we have, those are the things that we take for granted. We go, well, everybody does this. No, they don't. They don't do that. If you've ever been in somebody's house, and I always just think everybody organizes, you know, and is organized. And then I walked into people's houses and I realized, nope, not everybody has that strength. So it's the same thing here, you know, that not everybody has the strength. So it's oftentimes it's the thing that you take for granted that you've been doing that you just do. You don't have to, it's effortless. That
right.
is a clue into what your strength is. I've heard many people that have said, you know, I always had this gift of intuition. Or I had one woman, she said, you know, I used to connect to animals. I always did. And it was taboo to do that in the country where she came from. But later on discovered that she was an animal whisperer, right? But that gift was in that strength, that thing that she was blessed with that as a child. It didn't come later on. She always had that. It was only when she allowed herself to develop it that she then turned it into a business and is doing, that's what she does, right? So, and what do people come to you for advice on? That's an interesting one because oftentimes people will ask you for, you know, hey, because they notice it. They don't even maybe consciously notice it, but subconsciously they know you're the go-to person. I used to have, you know, for example, somebody that I worked with these lawyers. And this was before I was coaching. I was working on this project, and it was supposed to be short term. It turned out to be a long project, several years. And people would always come to me and say, well, how do you deal with so and so? Or she's making, you know, she's doing this, or she's doing that. And I'm thinking, what do I have, like an R on my forehead for relationship coach or something? And but that's what they just kept coming to me for that. And so you know, it was like, oh wow, I guess. Yeah, I guess I do that. And, you know, and so when you start drawing this out, mapping it out, you visually start looking at and write down all these things, you're going to start to see patterns. You're going to start to see connection points on where these things, what you love to do as a child, what people ask you for advice on, what you love doing that you could do all day, every day and not get bored of, what energizes you, what feeds your soul, where you feel the most accomplished. You know, those things, you're going to start to realize that there is this pattern. And then you look and say, okay, what's the core theme of this? And then how can I live that out? And so that's where, for me, I went, okay, so this is the game that I'm playing, helping people to play to their strengths and seeing people excel and win and thrive. Okay, so how do I help them do that? And then only then do you figure out the vehicle, because a lot of times people say, I want to be a coach because I think I can make money. I can work from home. Now, what kind of coaching could I do? But you're actually putting the cart before the horse, right? Or whatever the business is. The first things first, identify what you've got to work with, and then you figure out what's the right vehicle to live that out.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I'm taking some notes. Yes. I'm taking some notes for those who are watching and listening. All right, so we're going to switch gears. So that was the person that was 30 years old, okay? Now we have a person that has hit about 45, and they're like, you know what? I've done this job for 22 years or 25 years, and I don't want to do this anymore. This is not my life dream. I was pursuing money and not my passion or my purpose. Now, what would you give that person the same advice? Because sometimes, you know, you think you're a little too old to start over, especially with someone who may, you know, they're making six figures and they're already successful and they're like, ooh, starting over. But what would you say to that person who's 45 and they're ready to do something to pursue their purpose and their passion?
Yes. Well, you know, the interesting thing is that 45, if you're 45, you know, when I was young, I always was hanging around with older people, and they would say, oh, you're so young, you're just getting started. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm the oldest I've ever been. So, you know, it always feels that way, right? So,
right.
You know, where it's like, I'm 45. And then the 6-year-old says, oh, my goodness, you're young. Look, you got 45, you're just got lots of time. So it's all perspective.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but that being said, even whether you're 45, 55, 60, 80, whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know, think about it, you're never, it's never too late. Now, if you're,
right.
if you have a six-figure income, you know, and you say, I hate doing what I'm doing. Now, you have a couple of options. I'm not suggesting you go quit your job tomorrow and then go on this soul searching journey to, you know, find out what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But what you can do is you can do this process on a weekend or an evening.
Okay.
You know, keep doing
mm-hmm.
your job and
right.
and then focus on the interesting thing that happens. There's a couple of different avenues. Some people do actually end up leaving, discovering what their strengths are, discovering what their passion is, and I've helped a lot of people through this process. And then they gradually transition, right? They do something on the side and start building it up or, you know, start looking for opportunities that will allow them to do that they really want to do, and so they can shift
right.
and replace their income without impacting their family. Then there's the ones that save up a bunch of money, right? So if you're making good money and if you can tighten up your budget and you can set aside – enough. Let's say somebody wants to start a business. I worked with and still working with a woman who she was making a good income, wanted to launch a company that she couldn't do both at the same time because they were in the same industry. So I
okay.
said, well, you know what? Tighten up your budget, have the extra from your job pay for the launch of your business and be able to set
right.
aside enough so that you can you give yourself enough of a leadway in launching
right.
that business until the business can be profitable. But the other thing that interestingly happens sometimes is
okay.
that you can be in a position where you say, I hate what I'm doing, and I'm sick of it, I want to do something else. And once you discover what your strengths are and what
mm-hmm.
your passion is, sometimes you actually discover that you can do that very thing in the current
mm-hmm.
role that you're in. You don't have to go anywhere. You can grow where you're planted. It's just that you have a different perspective on it so that
mm-hmm.
you actually show up differently in that environment. There's a lot of times nowadays people are looking to be leadership consultants, as an example, or organizational consultants. So
right.
it's so funny. I was talking to somebody a couple of months ago about this because he works at a very successful, you know, a big brand, everybody would know it. And
okay.
And he's been doing some consulting kind of within the company. I was talking about it and saying, that's really smart. He said, because he was talking about, you know, going off and doing his own thing. And then he said, I had this opportunity within my company to do the same thing that I was going to do outside of it. And I said, so interesting. A lot of times, for example, leadership consultants, organizational consultants are so busy trying to get out of the spot that they are in so that they can go start
mm-hmm.
something new. And then what they do is then they go and they try to fight their way back into companies to get hired by companies when they actually worked at a company where they could
mm-hmm.
have done it.
Right.
Does that make sense?
That's
so
true.
Sometimes
That's true.
It's perspective. It's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have a grounding and we know what we're called to,
mm-hmm.
you may be surprised. Sometimes people are in a relationship and it's all about focus. What are we focusing on? If you
okay.
focus on the fact that you are hungry, right, that you're like,
mm-hmm.
man, I am so hungry right now, the more you think about it, the hungrier you're going to get. If you want ice cream and you're like, man, I haven't had ice cream, you know, I want Heavenly Hash, ice cream, the more you think about it, the more you're going to want it. What you focus on expands. And so if you are focusing on the things that you dislike about what you're doing, they're just going to be much more obvious and much more in your face. But if you start focusing on what are the strengths and gifts that I have, and then how can I bring those to my day where I am right now, then it changes your perspective. You see things differently. This happened to me, actually, when I was working with these lawyers, and they went from a small firm to a larger firm and asked if I would come along with them. And I'm an entrepreneur. I've been in business for over 30 years. Here I'm like, sure, yeah, okay, so we'll continue on with what we're doing. But within that larger firm, there was all this other stuff that came along with the package, right? The bureaucracy, the politics and all that. And I'm thinking, what the heck? This is not me. I am not going to make it here. I do not because I couldn't do well. I just did not want to be there. I was there the first week, and somebody came by and said, "Oh, they let us out at 1 o'clock today because it's a long weekend." And I'm thinking, "Let us out? What the? Where? I am not in Kansas anymore. What is this about? That's not the way I operate." And so,
right.
You know, it was just a weird. Environment that I was focusing on that, and I was thinking, uh-huh. I'm not going to last 2 months here doing this. But when I shifted my perspective and said, okay, how can I look at this and see this differently as an opportunity? What can I learn? You know, how can I expand in this? How can I bring my strengths and gifts to the table? Everything changed. And in fact, the people around me that were hired, like there was somebody that was actually hired to be my assistant, our collective assistant, and she basically insulted me the first day I was there, which was funny, and basically said, you know, you can go find some help somewhere else. And I'm thinking, all right, this is a great start. And then there was somebody else that was on the team that was actually trying to sabotage what I was doing, and I'm thinking, I don't need this, you know? But then when I actually looked at it and said, okay, what are my strengths? What am I bringing to the table? What do I bring? And, you know, it's interesting because by the time I left, the assistant was like, how are we ever going to make it without you? The other one had left earlier on, but she used to come into my office, and she would share and talk to me. Both of them did. And they would talk to me, and they so enjoyed the conversations. What changed? Did they change? No, I changed. I shifted, you know, because I realized that that maximizing strength and maximizing human potential, and that even just that love, God's love that I poured into those relationships and just accepting them and loving them for who they are, made all the difference.
Right. Wow. Nicole, I tell you, you have given us so much awesome, awesome, share some awesome information tonight. I'm like, ooh, and I know that people are just absorbing and feeding on this because, you know, so many people are not able to maximize, you know, using their gifts in their day-to-day environment, and that intel is making them miserable because they're not, you know, it's like, it's almost like holding you hostage, so to speak, within your environment on a daily basis. So I like that. Shift your focus and figure out how you can utilize your gifts on a daily basis where you are. And if you can't, then figure out how you can do that in a different environment while you're building or while you're finding, you know, what's going to work for you. I love that. That is awesome. That is absolutely awesome.
The other thing with that is that it's hard to be, let's say, for example, if you want to do something on the side and build it up, it's very difficult to, how you do anything is how you do everything. So, you know, it's hard to go to work and hate what you do every day. So you're coming from a place of strong dislike, okay?
Right.
And to the point of hate and, you know, and then shift gears at night and be positive and uplifted and creative and inspired. It doesn't work that way, right? Because how you are shows up everywhere you are. And so, you know, I don't think that's what we're called to. right? So if you want to do something outside, just be grateful for what you have. That's where gratitude comes in, right? Be grateful for the job that you do have. Be grateful for the income that you do generate. Be grateful for the opportunity to be a light in the midst of a dark place, even in some of the, you know, maybe you work in a place where people are catty or, you know, gossipy or whatever is going on, you know, small-minded. And, you know, and so even in that midst, you can be that light in the midst of that.
Right.
There's only, but you fundamentally, we're only ever coming from a place of love or from a place of fear. Fear and love cannot coexist in the same moment in time. It's kind of like light and darkness. Can't it coexist? Number one, darkness is not really a thing. It's the absence of a thing. But as soon as light shows up, darkness flees. As soon as love shows up, fear leaves. So you to have that operating in the same person constantly doesn't work that way, right? So you're going to choose. And if you're choosing love, then you can choose even to be in, and so how can we expand this out, even to be in a relationship. Right, that may be difficult.
Right.
I have clients of mine that have come to me with difficult situations, you know, that that they're dealing with. I've had people that have, you know, family members that are ill that they have to take care of, and they've got this big vision, but then they've got this to deal with, and how do they deal with these things? Right, you can't come if you're coming from a place of fear or a place of scarcity. You're it's stopping your creativity, right? You're out of touch with God and love, right? So you're out of touch with God when we're not standing in that love. So when you can pour in peace, when you can partner with peace, you can partner with
peace. I like
peace, that. Then you. I actually, with one of my clients recently, I said to her, I said, you know, I think it's time for you to break up with fear. I really do.
Okay.
And you know, it, because she came from domestic violence experiences, and so she's familiar with this analogy, right? So I said to her, I said, so you know, you've got this relationship with fear. It's you know, this fear has been abusive to you. It's holding you back from doing everything that you love doing, from having joy in your life. You know what? It's time for you to break up and say and write a letter to fear and say, I'm breaking up with you. Not going to accept your text. I mean, we kind of made joke with it, right? Not going to accept your text messages. I'm not going to answer your phone calls. I am not hanging out with you anymore. We're done. And I'm going to go hang out with peace. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hang out with love. That's what I'm going to do. And so it's like a shift in your mind to say, oh, wow. So in the middle of the day, I get that question. People say, okay, you know, I pray in the morning, and then I'm halfway through the day, and I lose that peace, right? Well, then call it back in, right? Call it back in. Hey, where are you? Peace, where'd you go? I need you right now. Come, can you? And that's where we call that Holy Spirit, right? It's the Holy Spirit is the dove on our shoulder, you know, right? It's like call it back. Right? But we got to be in peace in order. So anyway, I could go on and on, as you can tell. About this.
Wow. I love it. I love it. I love it. So you have been coaching for about 15 years. You have been in business for yourself for about 30 years, and you're living and loving life. And that's one of the main reasons, Nicole, that I have people introduce themselves on my show instead of me reading a bio, because if you introduce yourself, it's almost like when you love what you do, it exudes from your very pores, so to speak. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And so, so it's like you being that lifelight in the earth that he's called you to be, and then you're just gleaming and shining, and the people feel it and they see it, so to speak. So that's why that's the purpose of me having people introduce themselves on my show, as you know, that's the first question I always ask. So I love it. I love it. So Nicole, I know we've been going for a while now. But do you mind if I open up the floor for any particular questions real quick?
Go for it. Love that.
Okay. Great, great, great. So, guys, if you are on Facebook Live and you have a question, you can put it in here and chat it. But if you want to be on the radio show, because we are still taping on the radio show on the podcast, you can dial in at 929-477-2178, 929-477-2178, and press option 1, and we will bring you on to take your call. If you want to be anonymous, that's fine. But it's time to stop existing and start living. So we have Nicole on the line with us, and she has been giving us some great, great information. So if you have a question, you have a comment, whatever it is, if this has been a blessing to you and you just want to tell her that, that's fine too. Because one thing about the person who's always pouring out, sometimes they just need to hear that you are that what they said blessed you. And Nicole, I have been reading some of the comments where people have been saying great information. This is so on point. So, I mean, they are really loving it, and I hate that we couldn't bring you on so they could see your beautiful face as well. But I know that we could not stop the show because of, you know, technical issues we had before, because you were helping some people out. You was getting some people unstuck, and they were divorcing fear, and they were breaking up with fear tonight. Yes. So for those of you who have questions, dial us now, 929-477-2178. Press option 1 so others can hear your question. Or if you have something to say on Facebook Live and you don't have a chance to dial in, go ahead and say it. Truly a blessing, much needed. Okay. So, Nicole, someone else said this is truly a blessing and much needed. So thank you so much for sharing. Thank you, Tammy. I told you, sometimes just hearing how it blessed you can be a blessing to the person that's delivering. Because I know when I get that, I'm like, you know, not that I need, you know, that validation, but it's just a confirmation that you're doing what God is telling you. And it's such a blessing, you know, such a blessing.
Thank
so
you.
Every now and then they get kind of shy on us. But tell them a little bit about your company, how we're going to give them your website, and then we're going to tell them about the free thing that you're giving to the On Fire to Inspire listeners tonight.
Sure. So, my coaching, I've got a 6-week breakthrough program, which I start people off with. A lot of times, like I love coaching entrepreneurs and business owners and their teams. I have clients that I've had for many, many years. But a lot of times people come to me because they're looking for increasing their sales, their team performance, or their profitability. They're saying, look, I need a breakthrough now. Like, what can we do about this situation now? And so that's where I put together a 6-week breakthrough program. It's been phenomenal. I've facilitated it hundreds of times, and it's just huge results. But the thing is that when people come and they say, I want to launch my business, or I want to grow my business, or I'm stuck in my business, it always comes down to what we're talking about here is the why. It comes down to the core. So I always ask people and say, okay, why are you in business? Why are you doing the thing that you're doing? Even if it is a job or career, it's like, why are you doing this thing? Because you've got to remember the mission of why you're doing what you're doing. If you forget that, then you'll probably start to lose joy very quickly, right? You'll lose the essence of fulfillment and so forth. And so I always come back to that. And a lot of times, the other thing, for those that are interested in hearing more I talk about focus, you know, it's changing your words, changing your focus, changing your state, something that I learned from Tony Robbins, actually, what he calls the triad, change your words, change your focus, change your state. And so if people are interested in more about what that looks like, I've been on a number of other podcasts where I talk about that, and I talk a little bit about it on my website, but there's something that is really important to recognize is that anything that we want to do in life, if you want to create success, create greater results in your business, have a more wonderful relationship, you know, with your spouse or whatever, or just even your health. I mean, just and have how you just want to have a better relationship with yourself. You know, even there, it starts with, yeah, there are certain actions and behaviors that you need to take. I call the results model. You know, there's actions and behaviors you need to take. But underlying that is your mindset. And underlying the mindset are your strengths and your passion. Naturally, they will influence your mindset, but also your beliefs. So I would ask your listeners to consider and say, okay, what do I believe about myself? What do I believe about others? And what do I believe about the world around me? Because if you want to create greater results, that's where it starts, is you got to shift your beliefs, because your beliefs have gotten you where you are right now. And you may like those results, but maybe if you want to go to the next, you know, you may have a great life, but you're saying, okay, now what? Right? It's going to that next level. Then you got to shift those beliefs. You got to expand. Maybe it's just simply not shifting them, and maybe they're not limiting in the sense of they're toxic, but they could be just limiting you in capacity in terms of what you're capable of. So I know that I'm capable of so much more than I've been able to do. You were talking at the beginning, right? It's like, I'm capable of so much more than, you know, than I even realize. Maybe that was you. I think that was you, or maybe it was somebody else. I've had lots of conversations today. But this idea of, like, I believe that I'm capable of more. I have this sense deep down inside me. I sense that I'm capable of so much more, but I don't know how to access that. I don't know how to do that. And so if anyone's listening out there and they want to hear more about that, to reach out to me. In terms of the free gift that I was talking about, I have a few things that I can make available. On my website, there is a Purpose to Profits blueprint, which they can download there. That's on my homepage, and it's something that is a great tool. But I'm actually going to create a designated page for your listeners so that they can access that. So even 2 years from now when they're listening, it'll still be there, those resources. And that will make that discovertheedge.com/onfiretoinspire. And so when you go to that link, not live yet, but when you go to that, well, I'll make sure it's live just after this, but when you go to that link, there will be a free download to the 7 keys to maximizing your potential. I will make sure that the 30-day guide has a lot of resources in there and tips, short exercises for 30 days. There's also the Purpose to Profits blueprint I'll make sure is in there. And then if somebody wants to actually schedule a discovery session with me and just talk through their own particular situation, I'll be happy to do that, and I'll make sure there's a link there. For that. Okay. So just give me about 10 minutes afterwards. I probably should have done it realizing this is live. Should have had that ready to go. but I'll make sure that link, I'll drop that in the comments as soon as it's live.
Okay. All right. And so guys, after we wrap up, it'll be about 10 minutes and she'll have that ready. But she has some great, great information for us, and there is no excuse. And this is one of the things I say all the time, Nicole, it's time to eliminate the excuses, stop the procrastination, and get rid of all the fear, because there's no more time for that. It's time out. It's my mom said all the time out for that. It's time to move in the things that God has blessed us with, because we're blessed to be a blessing. It's not a cliche. It's your gift that someone else is waiting for you to help them out, because there are some people that you're called to I may not be able to touch. There may be some people that I've called to that you may not be able to touch, but collaboratively and pushing them into that place. So I'm so excited about this. I'm so grateful for how God connected us. This is definitely a divine connection. Definitely a divine connection. So
absolutely. Thank you for having me. It's been fun.
Yes. Tell them how they listen to your podcast.
Sorry, you cut out there. What was that?
Okay. Tell them how they can actually listen to your podcast.
Oh, Yeah, it's actually, you can find it on my website, discovertheedge.com. There is a link to it, or you can go directly to the leadersoftransformation.com. Of course, it's on Apple Podcasts, which is iTunes, and it's on Stitcher, and it's on all the major platforms as well.
Okay, great, great, great. So, guys, I'm telling you, you have had a wealth of information from this awesome, awesome woman of God, my new sister in Christ that he connected me to divinely. I thank you so much again for joining us. And I apologize for the technical difficulties, but nobody mad but the enemy, because we weren't going to allow him to stop us because of the technical difficulties. But thank you again for joining us. And if you ever need me, you know how to get in touch with me. Any final words for them tonight, Nicole?
I would say trust yourself. Trust yourself, and believe that you are gifted, that you are you have strength. Sometimes the enemy tries to convince us that everybody else has got them, but except you, and that is not the case. Every single person I've met thousands and thousands of people over the years, just because of the opportunities I've had, and I've never, ever once met a person who didn't have a gift or a strength inside them.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, thank you again. We love you, and blessings to you on with everything that you're doing and all the lives that you are touching. God bless you, and thanks again for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I so appreciate it.
You're welcome. So, guys, if you missed any of this interview with Nicole Jansen, you need to go back and listen to the recording. It's going to be available through the podcast, through the radio show, as well as through Facebook Live. You can share this. But there was so much great information that you may want to go back and take notes, because I'm telling you, she's going to give her about 10 minutes. She's going to upload on. We're going to have discovertheedge.com/onfiredinspire. So that's going to be a link directly for you guys, for my listeners. That's going to give you access to Purpose to Profit Blueprint, a free download. She's going to give you a 30-day guide. She's going to give you a free session with her. Y'all, I'm talking about hundreds of dollars to talk to this lady. You're getting it tonight because she wants to sow into you, because that's what we do. We are purpose midwives, helping you birth what God has placed on the inside of you. So it's time out for. So no more delays, no more anything. It's time to trust yourself, as she said. It's time to understand that you're gifted. It's time to walk in the things that God has called you to. So thank you again for listening tonight. Thank you to our sponsors, Vitiology, Afographics, Post-Surgery Care of Atlanta. And y'all, don't forget to go ahead and purchase your copy of the 21-Day Mind Detox. Go ahead at the beginning of the month. If you haven't done yours already, go ahead and go out and get your copy on Amazon. It's only $2.99, and take a page a day and just read one page a day and just chew on it and dissect and allow God to just give you some things. You're shifting everything. You're taking out all the old and you're putting in the new. As I say all the time, you're taking out the trash. Well, I am Aaliyah Butler. I'm looking forward to talking to you guys next week. Same time, same place. We're going to be doing another live. So we're going to be with Mr. Expect Greater next week, and we're going to be doing another Facebook Live. So join us, and we shouldn't have a problem because he's going to be side by side with me this time. So we won't have, we'll be actually in the same city, so we won't have where Facebook won't allow me to connect the screens. We're going to actually be in the same place. So join us next week, same time, same place, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm Leah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. I love you guys, and we'll talk again soon. Have a blessed one.